It's Thursday, so at the Addison Improv this weekend is Aries Spears all weekend long.
What in the up, building. Man? How you doing, Rich Sir?
Oh, Rich Sir.
I'm just waiting for this that man sounds- to hold a cat.
That's all that's missing, huh?
Man, it's just the cat, man, and the one pinky up.
Sitting there holding the cat.
Yeah.
$1 billion.
Yeah. I love it.
Aries Spears, how you been, man?
I'm good. How y'all doing, man? What up, Jay?
I gotta hear it.
Say hi to
Sherry Shepherd.
Aries Spears.
You know, let me just say, and I've never been in the booty kissing business, unless it's a female, and we just happen to have a funny female. Sherry, I've always told people this, and I don't want to just regulate her to just a comedian, but ever since I've known Sherry, I've always said, man, there's a lot of female comics in the game, but Sherry is one of the best I've ever seen, and to the point where she supersedes a lot of dudes. Because you know, I often let my mouth get me in trouble, and I'm not saying women aren't funny, because I definitely think they are, but I think that men, because we have a certain amount of immaturity, and comedy has a certain amount of immaturity.
And you have license as a
right,
man.
We have we tend to get away with a little bit more that some women might not, because they're motherly and very nurturing and more mature. But all that being said, Sherry bar none is
Sherry knows how to walk the line.
Man,
huh?
She's phenomenal, dude.
Oh,
phenomenal.
I work with a lot of white people, Aries. So.
Well, I mean, you know, that has its points too. But you know us, we have to be able to have a left and a right jab. You know, especially working with white folks. So you do it well, baby. You do it well.
Are you there?
I've been there and then some. I'm trying to toe the line. For a long time, I had a lot of Nat Turner and Malcolm X in me. I'm trying to bring it down to Martin Luther.
Yeah, you got
to
suppress that.
Yeah, you're bringing it back. You're pulling back on it.
I got to pull back a little bit, man.
You said to Martin Luther, not even King, Martin Luther.
Martin Luther, yeah. Sometimes I make these white folks nervous.
The first time I saw you was in Mad TV, right?
Yes.
Okay, so they're talking about bringing Mad TV back. Are you going to be a part of
that? They definitely want to bring it back with all new blood, but what they will do is bring some of the older cast members back every now and then and have us do like guest episodes and sprinkle us in a little bit here and there. But they definitely going with some new blood.
Are you
going
to do any bits for the NBA
characters?
For the NBA championship?
Yeah, you got it.
Well,
I'm sure
Shaq is the staple who they always have me come in and do. He's like the most fun Negro for his size and weight.
Imagine how's Shaq doing?
Imagine if Shaq if he had Mike Tyson's personality back when before Mike found his feng shui.
Okay,
he'd have scared white folks, man.
Yeah,
but you know, Shaq, you know, it's a different. I've always been a humble giant. Always been a cool guy. So when I play, I just my personality. I play like how I am on camera with Chuck and Kenny.
You got to see his eyes.
It's always been fun. So I look forward to the big Shaqtaculous.
Yeah, they like that about him. Like I said in my special, man, like as Paul Mooney, white folk love niggas, Negroes that grin. When you grin, you win. They love grinning Negroes. They love us. They love us. Magic Johnson, that Negro's grin is from temple to temple. He looks like the cat in Alice in Wonderland. It's wonderful. That man grinned his way through AIDS. They love him.
Oh, my God.
When you grin, you win. They don't like angry Negroes. They don't like it. That's why they love Wayne Brady. He has a perm. He grins. He's had a perm since 1950. It reminds them of Nat King Cole. They love him, homie. They love him. White people say all the time, why can't you be more like Wayne? Be like Wayne. They love him. They love him, homie. It's real. It is real.
You out Mooney, Paul Mooney.
I love doing that too, because Paul is
you out Mooney Mooney.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh. I gotta hear your impression on this gorilla.
Oh. You know how white folks, they love animals more than they love us. You know what I mean?
They do.
They kill 1,000 brothers. All these deaths in Chicago, and that goes under the radar. Let one gorilla get killed, and all hell breaks loose.
So I want to hear your impression of the gorilla. We got Bill Clinton in the news. Mm. I know you got a nice Bill Clinton.
The only president I ever could do was Ronald Reagan.
Oh yeah,
and even Obama, I try, but it's just never been in my.
Well, Charles Barkley's been.
Barkley.
Yeah. Man, let me tell you something, man. I tell Ernie and Kenna, I tell them all the time. I said, listen, first of all,
President Obama, when you look at all the officials we had, because Shaquille O'Neal, let me tell you something, Kenny. I'm from Mobile, Alabama, and
more
the president
Aries
from
Spears
Chicago.
Coming up.